Testament is a series of interviews with veteran teachers and teacher educators about what they've learned during their long careers.
Not my very first class, but it sort of grew on me over the years.
Yeah.
Because I hummed in class on my second day at school and the teacher smacked my bottom and I screamed for hours.
That's a sort of an experience that can put you off school forever.
It could do, yes, yes. But no, by the time I was about 10 I was enjoying it, and by the time I went on to grammar school I really enjoyed it. Yes, I also used to go to church and I was asked to teach a Sunday school class. Now that's when I thought, this is what I want to do for a living, I really enjoy doing this. So that really was, I think I was about 15 then, that divided into philosophy, psychology and sociology. So there was quite a lot of theory, much more theory now than there is, then than there is nowadays.
Yes.
So I think that's possibly why I felt particularly I wanted to go back and revisit the psychology. The first school I worked at was in Plumstead, and my NQT year was not a happy experience, and then I moved to the next school up the road, quite literally, and really enjoyed it. He was quite a young head teacher, and this is in the days of integrated day. And so we had 75 children across two classes with three teachers that were supposed to be totally integrated day, so the children could choose when they studied what. Provided the table was free, they could go and do it in both rooms, and we were both NQTs working under one experienced teacher, and basically it was chaos, and I hated it. I couldn't cope with that amount of chaos. Because I was appointed to the pool of Greenwich, I think it was. It was part of the Inland Education Authority. So I didn't get to pick the school I went to.
The school picked you?
Well, I was just sent along. You're going to go there. And I walked up the road. I went and got to the train to Plumstead, walked up the road, and I just thought, oh my goodness.
Right.
Because half of the houses were down. It was all being regenerated. The school was being rebuilt on a new site next door, and the whole thing, it was the most crazy place to put an NQT, really. And there was lots of us being NQTs there. In my first class, one child's grandmother was on the front page of the News of the World because she'd run off with a 17-year-old.
Right.
And another one's father chased his mother up the road with a carving knife.
Right.
So that was the kind of challenge, social challenges there were. And I was totally inequipped to deal with that, really.